You are listening to The Recovered Therapist, brought to you by FreshOutOfPlans.com. I'm Jeannie Griffin, and I'll be your host. Instead of focusing on labels, diagnoses, and psychobabble, we keep things honest, simple, and hopeful so that you can grow personally and spiritually. Thank you for joining me. What do I mean when I say, are you fresh out of plans? Are you fresh out of plans? What does that mean? Well, here. I believe that when somebody is fresh out of plans, everything that they can think of to apply to a situation doesn't work. So you're rocking down the road of life and you hit a pothole. So you say, okay, no problem. I'll reach into my solution bag here and pull out something and it'll take care of the pothole. Well, you pull out one solution, that doesn't work. Two solutions, that doesn't work. Three solutions, that doesn't work. Or you put a solution on this pothole and it works for a little bit, then it doesn't. Then you pull out another one. So finally, when you get to a point where you keep pulling out either the same solution or multiple ones and it doesn't change the pothole, that's when you have to face the fact that you're fresh out of plans. But you know, human nature is not that way. We say, oh, wait. That didn't work, but let me think of something else. Let me try another solution. The bottom line is that you are powerless over that pothole, and your continued desire to have control over it or to somehow mold it and melt it into something you can do something about doesn't work. And that's when you got to take a look at, what am I doing here? Why do I keep going back to this same place? You know, you've heard the phrase, doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results is the definition of insanity. Well, there's another funny phrase, I say funny in quotes. You know, if you keep ending up with clowns, you have to ask yourself, why do I keep going to the circus? I urge you to take your eyeglasses off and turn them around and point them to you. What is your behavior? What is your thinking? You know, one of the red flags in my own life was when I would hear myself say, let's say I was faced with something. And I'd hear myself say, wait, let me think. What can I do? What can I do? How can I make this thing work? How can I fix this thing? Let me think. If I think long and hard enough, I'll come up with something. Today, when I hear myself say, wait, let me think, that is a red flag. What I'm basically saying is, hey, I'm not powerless. Hold on. Let me think long enough and I'll come up with a solution. I don't need a higher power and I don't need a group of people to help me. I just need to be still and think of something new that I haven't used. Boy, I did that most of my life. And it finally, when I got to a place where I had to take a look and say, you know what? There's nothing that I have in my arsenal that's going to make a difference here. And there's that line from my story in one of the books I've written that said, finally, I arrived at a place every human does just before surrender. I was fresh out of plans. It was a horrible place for me to be, but at the same time, what a blessing that I could finally say, I can't do anything about this pothole in front of me. And so I'm going to surrender. Now, surrender doesn't mean defeat, okay? In my mind, if I was humble, then it meant I was humiliated. That was just my ego. So if I can't fix something, it doesn't mean that I'm bad or wrong or ineffective or inadequate and get into all those I should be able to, I should this, I should that. What it means simply is that I've come up against a dead end and I need to accept that. And in accepting that, I can ask for help. I can ask for help from, you know, people in a community that is on the same path I'm on. I can ask for help from a therapist. I can ask for help from a priest or a congregant in a church or a mosque or somebody in a 12-step program. I can ask for help, and I don't have to do everything alone, and I don't have to be alone. So when you're fresh out of plans, there comes great relief, really. So keep asking yourself, am I still trying to control this thing? Or have I finally accepted the fact that I'm fresh out of plans in this area of my life? And then if I am, now what am I going to do? Thank you for listening to The Recovered Therapist, where we keep topics honest, simple, and hopeful. I love you. There's not a damn thing you can do about it. Until next time.